Among the saints commemorated this day, our Holy Father, Sava the Sanctified. The unknown village of Mudalaska in the province of Cappadocia became famous through this great light of the Orthodox Church, for Saint Sava was born there. He left the home of his parents, John and Sophia, at the age of 8, and became a monk in a nearby monastery called Flavians. After 10 years, he moved to the monasteries of Palestine, staying longest in the monastery of Saint Euthemius the Great and Theoctistus. Euthemius, who had the gift of discernment, foretold that he would become a famous monk and leader of monks, and that he would found a monastery that would be greater than any other of that day. After Saint Euthemius's death, Sava went into the desert, where he lived for 5 years as a hermit in a cave, which an angel of God showed him. After that, when he had become a perfected monk, he began by divine providence to gather round him many desirous in the spiritual life. They very quickly grew in number, so that Sava had to build both a church and many cells. Some Armenians also came to him, and he set aside a cave for them, and they celebrated the services there in their own language. When his father died, his aged mother Sophia came to him, and he made her a nun and gave her a cell away from the monastery, where she lived in asceticism till her death. This Holy Father endured many attacks from those close to him, from heretics and from demons, but he overcame them all in these ways. Those close to him he won over by his goodness and forbearance, the heretics by an unshakable confession of the Orthodox faith, and the demons with the sign of the cross and the invocation of God's aid. He had a particularly severe battle with demons on the mountain of Castellium, where he found the second of his 7 monasteries. He and his neighbor, Theodosius the Great, are considered to be the greatest lights and pillars of orthodoxy in the East. Kings and patriarchs were brought to the right faith by them, and these holy and wonderful men, strong in the power of God, served each and every man as an extreme example of humility. Saint Sava entered into the rest in 532 at the age of 94, after a life of great labor and great reward. Among all his other great and good works, let this be remembered above all, that he compiled the first order of services for use in monasteries, now known as the Jerusalem Typikon. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.